Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog. I'm here at the Oculus VR booth at CES 2014 with Oculus VR VP of Product, Nate Mitchell. Nate, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Absolutely, thank you guys for coming.
So, CES 2013, you guys had the duct tape prototype, the very early days of the whole program, and now here we are. We've got the dev kit that's been available. You guys showed the HD prototype, which I saw at PAX. And now it's Crystal Cove. Tell me a little bit about Crystal Cove. What's the new magic technology that you guys have put into this system?
Absolutely. So Crystal Cove is the new feature prototype we're showing here at CES 2014. It features really two key breakthroughs that we've been really excited about for a long time. The first is positional tracking, and the second being low persistence. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk a little bit about each of them. So positional tracking actually adds three extra degrees of freedom to the experience. It's something we've talked about a lot, the importance of having positional tracking for the consumer Rift. The original Rift dev kit, we tracked the orientation of your head very, very precisely in real time. Mm-hmm. But if you leaned forward, if you tried to like peek around the corner, yes, for instance, we weren't able to track that data. So that really breaks the immersion and sort of takes away from the experience. Mm-hmm. So there's a big key missing piece. Mm-hmm. So what we've done with Crystal Cove is we actually have an external camera tracking IR LEDs on the headset, and it allows the user to actually move a lot more freely in space. You can lean forward, you can lean back, you can actually stand up, although we don't want you to stand up too much. You can crouch down and look underneath things. So yes, it really opens up a lot of new gameplay possibilities. Mm-hmm. It makes for a more accurate tracking experience. And at the end of the day, it makes the whole thing a lot more comfortable, right? Because it's more accurately reflecting your real world movements in the virtual space.
So it's not just the model of a camera on a tripod.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Yeah. You're not a stick, or a head on a stick, right? Right. Now you can finally actually lean forward, look down, and it's a lot more fun.
So tell me about the display enhancements. If you can, I have the dev kit, the original dev kit. Talk to me about how the HD prototype and Crystal Cove are different and better.
Sure. So with the HD prototype, like you said, we showed at E3. That was a 1080p LCD panel. We were excited about that, just to give people a glimpse of what we call HD VR. Mm-hmm. Here, in the Crystal Cove prototype, we're actually using an OLED 1080p panel.
Wow.
Very exciting. When you talk about motion to photons latency, which we talk about quite a bit, which is basically the duration between moving your head or moving any part of your body, whether you're leaning forward or something else, until the correct image reaches your eye, right?
Gotcha.
That's sort of where the magic of VR happens. It's like how minimal can we make that time, mm-hmm, so that you really do feel like everything is happening in real time, just like real life.
Yeah.
So pixel switching time has constantly been a key challenge there. With LCD technology, you on average have between a 15 to 30, maybe 40 millisecond pixel switching time, mm-hmm, which means that we write the right image to the display, but then we actually have to wait for all the pixels to change color.
Yeah.
And so that really causes this huge delay between, hey, this is now the new image being sent, but it doesn't get there for a long time. And your brain is very sensitive to this stuff, right? We look around all the time, basically zero latency, your eye tracking the way you perceive the world. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to get that right. With Crystal Cove OLED, we have a sub-millisecond pixel switching time. That makes a huge amount of difference. You're still left with judder, but using the magic of low persistence, we're able to eliminate motion blur and judder. That's really the key takeaway. So in the original Oculus kit, you move, there's a lot of motion blur. It makes it very, very hard to read text, especially because you look at something, and it's very unnatural to lock your head into position, right? You're always moving a tiny bit, and that means all that text is always smearing. The whole image is smearing.
Right.
So with low persistence, it makes the whole world significantly more visually stable. And again, that really increases the comfort level. It's a breakthrough. It doesn't sound, as exciting necessarily as like positional tracking. You're like, huh, new display technology. Okay. But it really levels up the whole experience pretty substantially. And it's one of the things we're most excited about.
Well, then you have the aspect of the increased resolution, right?
Absolutely.
Because if you have split 720, it gives you a preview into the experience, but you can't really read a heads-up display. You can't see the gauges, on the dashboard.
It limits the amount of virtual reality that you can actually achieve, right? Because you're like, ooh, there's some text, but I can't read it. Not so good.
Yeah, right.
So it really does, again, make it a lot more fun. That's a really key goal, right? Is we want to maximize immersion, we want to maximize fun, comfort, and all those things together, that's where you get the magic of VR, the holodeck experience that we really want to deliver with the consumer V1.
Yeah. So I've seen the HD prototype. I was really blown away by the sort of extension of the experience.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Crystal Cove, to see that taken actually to the next level. But before we do that, tell me a little bit about the game partners that you're working with and how they're going to take advantage of the new sort of more low latency, the increased positional tracking capabilities, that kind of thing.
So I can't go too much into the details of specific companies. You know, we've seen a huge amount of indie content developed for the consumer Rift, or at least on the dev kits that are out there now. We've seen a lot of excitement from big guys like Valve, like Epic, Unity. The team at CCP, one of the main demos we're showing here today is actually Valkyrie, which is a made-for-VR experience being developed by the same guys who've done EVE Online and Dust 514. At the end of the day, to your original question, we haven't... The Crystal Cove prototypes, this is the first time we're showing them, so no devs have access to them yet, or not too many devs, but we're going to be, you know, rolling these features into the consumer version. That's a really key point, is that positional tracking and low persistence will be part of the consumer Rift. So as devs get their hands on new hardware, some point, that features these things, they'll be able to do totally new experiences that would have been impossible without positional tracking and low persistence, just like we've been talking about.
I can't wait to experience that, right? And for that to become mainstream.
Me too.
So
me too.
I know there might not be a whole lot you can tell me about this, but
sure.
Dev kits and consumer hardware.
Yes.
When are we going to see it, and what are we going to see?
So we haven't announced a release date yet for the consumer version. It's really important. You know, VR is one of those things where you really need to get it right. And we're building this something really special with the Rift. And when we have all of those pieces aligned, you do get that magic sense of presence, like, wow, I'm really someplace else. So with new dev hardware, we talked a lot about potentially the need for a second development kit near the consumer version, so that if you're a developer, if we're making a game together, we can actually test on the hardware that will be on retail shelves, right? So
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It'll work for everyone. So we don't have any announcements to make quite yet, but that is something we'd like to do in the future.
Okay, well, I'm going to be one of the first people to buy the dev kit hardware, because I've really enjoyed working both in the IDE and Visual Studio with SDK samples, and then of course, you know, on Steam running the Oculus VR betas, right? Like I did the post with the Euro Truck Simulator.
Yeah.
That's just one of many different games that are experimenting with the technology
exactly.
and making it available to anybody that has the dev kit hardware. Okay, so why don't we try out Crystal Cove? I can't wait to see what this thing will do.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, thanks. So I'm here with Aaron from Oculus VR. Aaron, you're the content guy, is that right?
Right, yep. I'm responsible for working with developers to make sure that we have really awesome content for the platform.
Cool, and what do we have here?
Super exciting. This is a Crystal Cove prototype. It's
brand
new. We're showing it at CES so that people can understand that we have some new capabilities in the technology at Oculus. So we're showing positional tracking, which allows you to actually move beyond the original range of motion of the dev kits that are publicly available right now. On those ones, you can sort of, you know, yaw, pitch, roll your head.
Yep.
But you're always stuck sort of like a camera in space at a static position, right? You can't lean or things like that. That's what's new about Crystal Cove. You can do positional tracking, so leaning left and right, in and out, you can crouch down. Super natural, just feels really, really good. And also, low persistence. Mm-hmm. Low persistence means that you don't get any of the blurring and smudging that you used to get if you would like turn and look at something, or if something flew past you, you'd see sort of some streaking and blurring, and that's totally gone now with this prototype.
Awesome.
Super exciting. Ultimately, it's all about comfort. You put it on and you're just like, oh, this feels so good, and you don't want to come out. So really important factors in what makes VR consumer ready, consumer consumable, you know, so we're really excited about it.
So you're running Windows here, and you've got a demo that I can try, is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to get seated. Why don't you tell me what we're going to see here?
So what you're going to be looking at is a game from one of our launch content partners, CCP. This is EVE Valkyrie.
Okay.
And I'm going to strap you in here.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect. So as you're looking through the Rift, you should see a crystal clear image. Does that feel pretty good to you?
It's just slightly blurry.
We might want to try with glasses on. Have you ever tried with glasses on before?
No, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. That's what I usually recommend. Put the glasses back on. You can actually put this on right over the frames. And if you want to, you can pull it just a little bit to the side. There you go.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Now,
is that better?
Now we're rocking.
Awesome. Now we're rocking. Okay, perfect. So because it is positional tracking, I'm going to map this to exactly where your head is. So just look perfectly still, looking forward, kind of like you're taking a school picture, right?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Awesome. It's mapped to you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to show you the difference between low persistence and default persistence. So right now, as you look left and right, you'll notice a little bit of blurring and smudging, right?
Yep.
I'm going to turn low persistence on. Now do the same thing.
No way.
So it should look really clear. No artifacting, no judder.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly describe what I just saw. So I've got text that's floating out in front of me, heads-up display style. And without the low persistence, I saw all of the letters get wider, kind of like they were stretching. And now with the low persistence, it stays totally static. The text looks clear even when I'm turning my head, which is really amazing.
That's exactly right. So that's one of two really, really important things we're talking about with Crystal Cove, and really important for a comfortable VR experience. The second is, you know, you can look left and right and up and down, but why don't you actually lean forward here?
Oh, wow.
This is something totally new. You can also lean left and right.
Okay, like this?
Yeah, there you go. So just as though you were sitting in a cockpit in this space ship, right? You do the same thing in virtual reality, and all of the motion correlates one-to-one. So it feels really comfortable, really immersive. Your brain allows you to just totally forget that you're in this pair of goggles in a room in CES, and you're actually inside the space cockpit.
This is amazing.
Awesome. So I'm going to hand you a controller now, because I want to see how your space legs work, right?
Oh, no.
I want to see if you're a good pilot.
Okay.
Take a minute to hold in the left trigger on the Xbox controller for me, and look out the left window.
Okay.
You notice how that reticle follows you?
Yep.
So what we're doing is, where you look, we understand, right? We're using gaze detection to create a targeting system. Hmm. I should say CCP is doing this. They're the ones that thought of this idea, and it's brilliant. So as you're passing by someone, you don't necessarily have to aim your ship at them to fire or engage with them. You just lock on. It makes you feel like a superhero. You can control with the left thumbstick the direction of your spaceship. I'm going to get you launching right now.
Okay.
Perfect. This launch sequence is actually really fun and really exciting. You sort of get this acceleration, and then boom, you're out in the vastness of space.
Wow.
How does that feel?
That feels awesome.
Pretty exhilarating, right?
It's like I'm on at Space Mountain or something at Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll notice you've got a couple wingmen with the blue trailers coming off behind them. Now, once you get within range, you see those red reticles in front of you.
Kay.
You're in range now. Hit that left trigger.
Gotcha.
You're locking on, and then release.
With the right trigger?
Release with your left trigger.
Okay, like that?
And it launches your missiles.
Wow. Okay.
Now, with the left thumbstick, you can actually change which way you're flying and turn back and find those guys. But notice you can just look at people and track them, and then what you can do is, as you see someone off in the periphery, you can hold in that left trigger again, lock onto them. So it really kind of creates a new dynamic gameplay element.
It's really intense. It feels like I can feel motion even though I'm not moving.
Yeah. Our brains are really interesting in the way that they create the reality or create the cues that are missing for us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help you come back into our meeting room here at CES, believe it or not. This is where you've been the whole time.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel great, but looking at this in 2D, it's just totally not the same.
Well, you know, and that's a really good way to actually look at the experience or compare the experience, right, is what you were doing before. Remember when I said lean left and right, look behind you, look up. This is what the 2D experience is, right? You're looking left and right. But the reality is sort of in this uncanny valley because you're looking through a window into a virtual world. With VR, you're actually putting yourself into the virtual world.
Oh,
you forget that you're sitting in a seat here.
Yeah, I mean, here we're just looking at a screen, and a minute ago I was actually there.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Absolutely.
So, Crystal Cove, it's got enhanced display technology, it's got the positional tracking with the camera. That was really amazing to lean forward and lean back. I mean, it's smooth and super accurate. So, I know you guys can't tell me when I can get my hands on this, but if people do want to know more about Oculus VR, the technology, partners, whatever, where should they go?
Go to oculusvr.com. We're pretty active in engaging with our community, both on the consumer side and on the developer side, which is a big focus for us right now. But happy to talk with anybody about VR.
Okay, so if you guys want to know more about Oculus VR, I'm also going to be talking about this a lot more on the Extreme Windows blog, so check out the accompanying blog post and the other content that's going to be coming shortly.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.